This episode of the Damage Guild podcast is sponsored by listeners like you. Join the guild at patreon.com/damageguild to receive exclusive perks, member rewards, and bonus content.
Previously on the Damage Guild podcast.
So we approach the western wall.
You don't see any signs that they've noticed you. You hear cheering going on inside. Aslo, you take 3 points of damage and land with a loud thud. The nearest guard starts walking towards you.
There we go. 18.
You make it up.
And I'm going to zip through the window to the floor.
You land softly in a puff of smoke inside the keep.
Yeah, everybody, quick. Inside.
We gotta find a place to hide.
You open the door and see cultists gathered around a long table, eating a small meal. Hold on, is someone there? I don't see anything. Tyeth, get the front door. Make sure no one comes in or out. And then you hear some more footsteps.
So we gather in the waiting room and prepare to take out the guard.
He watches the door open and says, "Hey, something's moving over here."
It's on.
All right, we pounce.
Yeah.
And roll for initiative.
Next time on The Damage Guild.
The Damage Guild. Guild. Go, go, go.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Just you wait, cultists. I'm coming at you with a 9? No, wait. What's my modifier?
Shaba's on a 16.
13 for Aslo.
I'll do you one better than that, Aslo.
12?
No, 14.
14?
Oh, okay.
Well, 12 would have been better for you.
Yes, for exactly. Yeah, he's going to do me one better. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I thought that's like when you've bested somebody. Maybe I've always used that phrase wrongly.
You had it all wrong.
My whole world. It's crumpling.
I'm going to do you one better by doing myself a favor.
First one is Alindria.
She is really fast and stuff. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Go, Alindria. I choose you.
Her sword bursts into flames as she rushes out the door past Shaba to get to the guard standing in front of the entrance to the keep.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
Alindria, that's so cool. I forgot you could do that.
# flaming sword. What? Joking me?
She runs up and with her sword just slices straight through the guy in front of the door, and he collapses to the ground.
Oh my goodness!
What?
It's his knees.
Alindria, you're so cool.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Then she rushes over to the corner of the hallway leaning towards the dining room and hides around the corner, ready for anyone who comes up.
Nice.
Also random, but I just noticed that on our Discord, our listener, Darkstar, just changed his name to, some call me The Drake.
yeah, I noticed that earlier today.
Mm-hmm. See, one of the guards runs out of the dining room and gets surprised when he reaches Alindria around the corner and holds out his weapon, his spear, ready to fight. But that's his whole turn, just getting out there. And he shouts, "I took down Tyeth!"
Oh, wow, she took down Tyeth, the named character?
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
In one hit?
My goodness.
I'm just going to stand back and let her do all the fighting.
Yeah, right.
You hear the jostling of dishes and silverware, along with the thumping of boots, as others run out of the dining room.
Arm yourselves, men. And they pick up their kitchen knives, their steak knives. Have at thee, knaves.
Yeah, one other guy manages to reach Alindria, but doesn't get to attack. So it is Shava's turn.
All right, I'm going to start by moving into the room, and I will proceed to the opposite corner, as far away from the action as I can possibly get, and I will take a shot at the guardsman, the regular mook sort of guy. Question is, do I cast Hunter's Mark? I believe the answer to that is yes. So I will uninvis myself to cast Hunter's Mark, marking him as my quarry, and then I will take a swing with my bow. I will swing out with my bow. I'll attach the boxing glove to the end of my arrow with a 17 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
All right. We're going to be inflicting a mighty 14 damage.
Okay. Did your second shot hit?
I'm going to take my second shot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, your first shot has brought him down.
Oh, well, my first shot has slain him. So I will... Oh, wait, I have to use a bonus action to move my Hunter's Mark, don't I?
Yeah, so you don't have it for your next shot?
I don't know if I've ever been in this situation
yeah,
before.
Yeah, that's what that feels like.
Where I killed my quarry on the first turn. All right, so unmarked, I will take aim at the more well-armored and well-sorted guy.
Well-sorted?
And well-sorted. He's quite a sorted fellow. That's a 25 to hit this time.
25 hits.
And without the mark, that's significantly less damage. That's a mere 6.
All right, you... Grease his arm, and he turns and sees you in the corner now.
That wasn't me.
Says, you're not alone.
I will conclude my turn with that.
Shaba's in the corner picking his nose, and then he realizes everyone can see him.
And then I turn visible. Oh no, I should have finished picking my nose before I cast the spell.
Tokus?
Huh, okay. Well, combat's happening, so I don't need to be a coward about, you know, like, not revealing myself, because they're already revealed, so I'm going to mosey on into the room.
Speak for yourself, I will continue to be a coward.
And, yeah, I'm gonna flank with, are you counting my spaces thing? Can I not actually move there?
Yep, it works.
Nice. So, I am going to move up to where Elendria is, and I'm gonna flank this guy. This could turn into, like, a really big battle. I feel like...
Are you flanking with Elendria?
Yes, I'll flank with Elendria. I think I should follow suit. Jay, like, I think you're thinking sharply. Like, yes, we need to ration spells, but, like, man, we get so much mileage out of things like Hex and Hunter's Mark.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm going to Hex this guy for Dex.
Yeah.
Remember, Hex is not for Dex.
Oh, Hex not for checks?
Hex is not for Dex.
It's for checks.
It's for strength.
It is for
checks, but it's also for strength.
Well, don't we hex for dex, though?
We used to hex for dex until we realized that hex is for checks.
But now we hex for strength. The only thing it's related to is the Wand of Web.
It's the Wand of Web, exactly.
But, okay, you might be remembering it correctly, Brian, so I will trust your instincts. I will hex for strength. And then here we go. I'm going to attack this guy. Actually, I'll do you one better. I'm gonna, what is it that I do? War magic? I'm gonna green, I wanna follow suit with Elendria, and I'm going to green flame axe.
Yeah. Poison, okay. Green flame.
Poison, green flame, hex axe.
That is insane. So many damage types going on here. A veritable cornucopia of damage types.
That's pretty good. That'd be a 24 to hit, would it not?
Whatever your normal attack bonus is when attacking with the axe would be the bonus applied to the d20 after it is rolled.
Oh, you know what? It's 25 because of the magic axe.
That is positively stupendous.
Am I having a brain fart moment or am I correct?
I believe that you've hit, regardless of whether it's a 24 or 25.
Plus 4 strength, plus 4 proficiency, plus 1 axe.
You have a plus 9. Why do you not have that noted?
No, I do. I do. I just... forgot where I put it.
Okay, so 25 hits.
I'm gonna attack for 25. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna attack for much less than that. Yeah, I wonder if just like all my stuff got moved around or something. All right, so that's 10 physical, 1 necrotic, 2 poison.
Okay.
Nice.
13 damage.
Ooh, and I forgot the D8 fire from the green flame axe, guys. Another 6 fire.
My goodness. Poison, necrotic, fire, and slashing.
Slashing. 4 damage types?
Wow.
Is he dead yet? Come on, he's got to be dead by now, right?
He's significantly injured.
I'm going to roll with advantage here. I technically should have done that with the other attack as well. So that would be a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Okay, and this time, no extra fire, but still pretty good. Oh, wow. I rolled minimum on my physical damage, but that would still be... I think I miscalculated the last time I attacked, right? Because it just gets 1 raw extra damage. So that would be 6 physical, 6 poison, 4 necrotic.
Okay, your second swing takes him down.
Yes!
Wow.
Into flaming, poisonous, cursed body lying on the...
Flaming, poison, raging swim, sort of doom.
Elendria, look, my weapon does cool stuff, too. Good job. And I give her a high five.
She's like, very good.
You're progressing nicely, Tokus.
I give her a high five, but she's too tall.
You remembered your training.
So she has to give me a low five. You've taught me so well, Alindra. I've learned so much from you. I want to see how she kills the next one.
Anything else for your turn?
That's it. I'm passing the turn to you, Brian.
Yep. Is it his turn?
It is indeed my turn. So then I'm going to run down the hallway toward where all this commotion is happening. And the door at the end of that hallway is open, right, Thane?
Yep.
I think I just have to move again and trust that my invisibility will keep me safe for now. So,
would you handing out Bardic break invisibility?
No. It's not casting a spell or attacking. So
that is an awesome combination of an invisible bard.
That's a great point.
So you run as far as you can, and you can just make it to the doorway and back into the foyer.
Okay.
You look out there, and you can see your three companions who are spread around the room, along with three fallen cultists.
Okay. I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Shaba.
All right. It's a D8.
That's a D8, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Spend it wisely.
I will.
Next level, it'll become a D10.
Oh, my goodness.
Just putting a bug in your ear there, Thane.
Things keep getting better and better.
And that will end my turn.
That's the problem with Dungeons & Dragons, is all our stuff gets stronger, but the world seems to get stronger, too. I don't understand.
I just don't get it.
It's not fair.
It just feels like you can't get ahead. No matter how many push-ups you do, there's always someone who's done one more.
Tokus hates push-ups.
Clearly, we need to train in 500 times gravity.
Yep.
Then our push-ups will be worth more than the person who's done more push-ups than us.
No matter how many 9,000s your power level gets to, there's always someone with one more 9,000 than you.
Those are the wisest words you've ever spoken, Jay.
Aslo, you see a heavily armed and armored man come out from the hallway that you just came out from. He's running towards the entrance to the foyer.
So you could say this is an arms race?
Hmm, you might.
Kind of. All four of you can see another cultist emerge from one of the doorways across the foyer that you haven't yet been into. The door opens up, cultist comes rushing out, looks around, tries to grasp the situation as quickly as he can, and charges at Shaba.
Oh no.
Hits for...
Jay, could I put a bug in your ear to use that phrase a second time?
Are you going to ask if I want to use stones?
No, we're inside. Does this count as, like, concealed enough for you to use your armor perk?
I know
you couldn't on your last turn because you were hunter's marking.
It's decently well lit in here.
Ah, shoot.
Is it?
There's still windows and there are candles and stuff around.
Was curious if this would be a moment for him to use the armor, this encounter.
The cultist hits you with a sword for 7 points of damage.
Ouch.
If you stones that, it might make it so you don't have to concentrate.
No, it's all good. Oh, conk.
You think you should just take it?
I passed. It's an 18.
Yeah, you caught me, Jay. I was also thinking about your stones. But just for the sake of preserving your hunter's mark.
Right.
You hear someone else walking a little more cautiously down the hall and chanting a spell, but you can't see who it is at the moment.
Uh-oh.
You don't see any effects from the spell.
Uh-oh.
But it sounds like they're just around the corner and a little ways down the hall. And then it is Captain Clapton's turn. He has the heavily armored guard right behind him, so he's going to immediately turn and attack. I hear you coming. And he takes a swing and hits for a decent amount of damage. It doesn't amount to much through this guy's armor and tough skin, but still a solid hit.
Happen, make it happen.
And then the captain circles around and blocks the doorway back into the hallway. A second cultist runs out of that new room that you haven't been in, pauses and gets ready for fight. He's got a sword drawn, waiting for someone to come to him.
Who knows?
Alindria sees the two new cultists entering the room and decides to run towards them and attack.
Nice flanking. Alind.
She can't flank with you because you're using a bow.
Oh, really? Oh, well then.
Don't you need to have a melee weapon?
I thought you just need to threaten the space.
You don't if you're using a bow.
I don't? I don't threaten the space right next to me?
Or if you're not very threatening.
Yeah, if I'm just not a threatening person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shaba does own a melee weapon.
Yeah, but you don't have it equipped.
Oh.
So it doesn't count.
True.
Bow. She's getting some very good rolls.
Is that a crit I hear?
So with one swing, she takes out the one that killed Shaba. Or not killed Shaba. She takes out the one that attacked Shaba. And then she turns and attacks the other one.
Man, she's really powerful.
Yeah, she is.
The second one tries to attack her back as she gets close, but misses. And then she hits him for enough to take him out.
Wow.
Whoa, she just like comes over and just like...
So both of them have dropped.
Double kill.
Tokus, like, his jaw drops.
Kilimanjaro.
You guys realize we would have no chance without her here, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I fully realize that now.
I feel like we both, Tokus and Shaba, just drop to our knees and, like, wave our arms and go, we're not worthy, we're not worthy.
I think Kavaki would not be pleased with that, but Tokus will. Nice one, Alendria. Save me some.
No, it's Shaba's turn.
I will move and step in front of Alendria so that I can look down the main hallway and see if I see anybody in the hallway.
You do. You see a wizard there who has some sort of field of energy around them.
Uh-oh.
It looks like this blue flame-like appearance around them that they're just kind of standing in.
Ooh, interesting. Well, I guess I'll see how my arrows fare against said flaming sphere.
You still have a mark, don't you?
Yeah. So I gotta, I guess I spend a bonus action to move it to the wizard dude. And first one is an 18, and the second one is a 15.
Those both hit. Actually, no, they're not going to hit, because they cast another spell and throw up a magical shield in front of them.
They've learned.
Tokus, a mage after your own heart.
Ouch, it stings.
Shnikes.
So they deflect both arrows, and they're still glowing with their blue fire.
Oh, man.
This whole turn cycle, he's going to have that armor bonus. Shield's so good. Like, if I tried to attack him before his turn, he would still have that armor.
Well, then I'm going to finish my movement by getting out of Alendria's way, because clearly my attacks are not effective. And I think I'm going to hang out, like, towards the side wall in the middle-ish of the room between the two doors. No, maybe I'll just move back to where I was originally, in the upper left or left corner near the front door. And I'm done.
Tokus?
I don't know. I mean, A, Tokus wouldn't know that that mage just used shield, so I probably should just play it out also.
Really, you didn't get that when I was like, oh no, my attacks were not effective.
Did he use the shield spell, Shaba?
Oh my goodness, a magical apparition appeared, knocking my arrows to the side, and they were not effective. Oh no.
So Tokus steps out to also look down the hallway and sees the mage engulfed in blue and strides forward to attack.
I think you should go for a bull rush. Is that a thing you can do?
Just tackle him to the ground? Just grapple him?
Just charge. I don't know if that's a action you can take in 5th edition.
Probably not. Unfortunate.
As you approach, you can feel cold energy radiating from this.
Yikes.
I probably shouldn't touch him.
Yikes.
And then become frozen. Nah, we have to try. I will move my hex as a bonus action to this mage, and I will try to slice him with my axe. That's a natural one.
Yikes.
No.
Hey, that's a miss.
Tokus isn't discouraged. He tries to attack again, this time with a 17 to hit.
17 does not hit.
Does Whoa. Not hit.
Is the shield still active, maybe?
Yeah.
Does it go for until the start of your next turn?
It is deflected by the shield.
Yeah. Shucks. Man, that's such a good spell. One of us should get that spell.
I know, right? But I was thinking about maybe helping with what we heard going on in the room where Aslo and Captain Clapton are, but I am a mage slayer now.
That's true.
And so I think I should try to slay the mage.
Your talents are best utilized on a mage.
Exactly. I'll end my turn.
Aslo.
Okay, Aslo would like to move into the foyer.
You're just leaving Captain Clapton there in the waiting room by himself?
Yes. I'm just going to turn toward the guy that Captain Clapton attacked last turn and cast, I'm going to cast a little Eldritch Blast.
Ooh,
nice.
Yep, and it is going to...
I didn't remember that you had that.
Oh, but I did. That one's a spell attack roll. Exhausted still counts for attack rolls, doesn't it?
Not at level one.
Skill checks.
No.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Then I will Eldritch Blast him with a... I have my spell attack written down as plus 10. Is that right?
Proficiency would be 4.
Oh, yeah. Plus Cha.
Aslo has plus 6.
Plus 6.
Yeah, your Cha
is higher than
insane,
a normal
so yes.
character can reach.
So that is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, and then...
Yeah, Aslo is secretly, but not so secretly, like one of the strongest characters on our party. In our party.
For 16 damage. 16 force damage.
Wow. You get the 2D with that?
The 2D. That's right.
My goodness.
So you turn and blast him.
Powerful stuff.
He turns back and sees you. He's like, they're coming out of the woodwork. They're everywhere.
That's right, we are. We're like termites. Termites for your soul.
That's when you raise your voice and you're like, all right, everybody, attack!
Yeah, there's more of us. Yeah.
There's a whole army behind us.
Do you want to do anything else?
Nope, I would like to end my turn. That's what I'd like to do.
All right, this guard is still in melee with Captain Clapton, so he's going to turn and attack him. Captain deflects one stab with his sword, but is hit by one attack with a spear. It's not a horrible wound, but he's kind of winded and knocked back a bit. Is that the best you got? Now the mage in front of Tokus. He starts casting another spell.
He needs to do something.
What does he need to do?
No. I get to do something. So his shield spell falls off, right?
Yeah, it's until the start of the next turn, so...
Okay. Mage Slayer. When a creature within 5 feet of you casts a spell, you can use a reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the creature.
Okay, so you get a free attack.
If he's going to cast a spell, I will attack. And hope that hits. That would be a 23.
Yes, that hits.
Hiya! Hi! Okay, that was really pathetic. I rolled a 2 on the axe dice. Oh, man. Okay, so that would be 7 damage from the axe. Physically, 2 poison and 5 necrotic. And if he's concentrating on anything, he has disadvantage on the saving throw to maintain the concentration.
Wow. That is so good against mages.
It's a very specific feat. If they're not a mage, it stinks.
Right. Right. I mean, that's why it's so good, because it's so narrow.
You do hit him and deal quite a bit of damage, but at the same time, you feel the cold energy radiate from him, and the blue flames envelop your arm as you swing. Oof. So you also take, not that much, you take 7 cold damage.
Okay, this is just, it just happens, there's no saving throw.
Yes.
Okay, I take 7, and I gotta concentrate. Concentrate, Tokus.
And then he finishes casting his spell.
Ooh, I passed.
Phew.
As he casts the spell, he holds both of his hands forward, and a jet of absolutely frigid air shoots out, blasting you and Melindria.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Both of you need to make constitution saves.
Okay. I have advantage on saving throws against spells cast by creatures within 5 feet of me. Also Mage Slayer.
Wow. Finally comes an Andy.
So you get advantage. Melindria fails.
I assume that passes. That would be a 23.
Yes, 23 passes.
Yeah, I have a plus 6 con.
So you take half damage, 34 cut in half.
Oh, that's still a lot of damage. Hold
on. So you take 17 points of damage.
Phew. Hang on. Ooh. So I didn't get rid of absorb elements, even though we thought I was going to do that during the level up. Should I do that here, folks?
No better time than now, I'd say. I mean,
well, all it does is it would reduce that further. It wouldn't actually make it 0.
It would cut it in half and then let you get cold damage on your next attack.
Dude, the only thing better than 4 damage types on your attack is 5 damage types. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that.
I'm going to deplete another... Wait. I can't do this thing. I already used my reaction to hit the mage.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure Absorb Elements is a reaction spell.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take a... 17.
Yikes.
I gotta concentrate again. I'm gonna do that.
I think Shaba is also in the range of this because it's a cone and it's firing from in front of them. So it's just far enough up, then it would hit you.
Yes. Then it would spread from there, probably. Crap.
I actually still maintain concentration.
Nice.
All right, so Shaba, you also need to make a constitution save.
No! Shaba!
All right. I'm definitely stonesing this. I failed. That's an 8. So I lose the hunter's mark, and then I'll have to stones to try to absorb some of that 34, and I absorb 7.
Did you make the base constitution save or just for the spell?
Oh, no. So I make a constitution save for the spell
and then for
concentration. Concentration? Okay, so then the first one that I made would have been my constitution save, which I failed. So I take the full damage, and then I'll make a concentration. And I failed that one as well.
Oof.
All right, so minus 7, you then take 27.
27, yep.
Yikes.
And lose the spell, yeah. That was unfortunate, to say the least.
All right, that ends the mage's turn. And then Captain Clapton. Azel, you see him turn and look down the hall behind him really quickly. And he says, "We've got another one coming."
Oh, boy.
And then he maneuvers out of the doorway, so he's not in direct line of sight there.
You mean he turns and senses down the hallway? He uses his echolocation?
Yeah. He turns his head, and then he slides out of the doorway and attacks the guard, but he rolls poorly. He misses. Alindria. Tokus is blocking the hallway, so she can't really get to the mage very well.
Yeah.
Actually, she sizes up Tokus and the mage, gauges the distance, and starts running.
She's gonna jump.
Goes straight forward towards Tokus, and then when she gets there, she runs and does a few steps along the wall.
What?
Yes.
Passes over Tokus's head and lands behind the mage.
Oh my gosh.
Where she then spins around and attacks.
We should just give up. She's the coolest character in the room.
She gets cooler and cooler with every passing round.
Yeah, we're just going to let you handle this, Alindria.
I lay down my swords.
Oh my goodness.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm good.
I'm just looking at the abilities that I gave her, and I'm like, wait, she can actually get to that mage.
What didn't you give to her?
A bunch of stuff. All right, so she makes her 3 attacks. First to hit. After the second attack, she manages to take the mage down, but she does take the cold damage from both of those.
Okay, so it's every time we touch or attack the mage successfully. Frost armor. I'm going to use my frost armor spell. Because I'm a mage.
See, she runs over your heads, lands, turns, swing, swing. The mage just collapses in a burning slash freezing pile.
Yes.
Wow.
This is great.
And she herself tries to shake the frost that is formed on her arm.
You put a heating pad on that later, it'll be right as rain.
And then she continues running and goes into the dining room.
Oh, right.
Enough time for a little bite to eat. I bet the food's still warm.
Proactive. Probably.
I should wash my hands and get in there, too, before it gets cold.
Wash your gauntlets.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Clapton needs us. What am I saying?
I feel like someone should stay in the foyer to cover the front door to make sure no one escapes. One or two of us.
The door, remember, took quite a while just to unlock all the different things.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be more than a round just to open it.
Yeah, but still, we don't want to give anybody the chance.
Shaba, what can you see from over there? You're the one that's able to look into the room that those two came through across the foyer.
If I look through that open doorway, I just see part of the room. There's nothing of note, really. At least, unless the DM can describe something else.
Yeah, looking through the open doorway, you see a couple of beds and footlockers and things. It looks like it might be servants' quarters or something. Mm-hmm. Azel, you see another man in robes come out of that hallway that the guard came out of.
Oh, boy.
And they cast a lightning bolt straight through you and Captain Clapton.
Oh, boy.
So make your dexterity saves. Oof. Captain fails.
I would be glad to, Thane. That would be a 6.
Oh, I thought you were good at dex.
I am. Actually, it's a 7. But, yeah, that's about it.
You both fail.
Which saves are you proficient in? Cha and something else?
Saving throw, so that's actually a 9. probably doesn't save still, but yes, proficient in dex and cha saves.
Okay.
All right, you both take 30 points of damage.
Ooh.
Ow. That's awful. That's a 60.
That may or may not be more than half of my remaining health.
These two AoE spells on us have been awful, right? Like, it chunked you, me, and Alendria.
Yep.
And Shaba.
And those that lightning bolt just dealt 60 party health.
Yes.
And Shaba, everyone in the party has been hit by one of the two spells.
Yeah.
And Shaba, you see this lightning bolt just flash in front of you and strike right next to the front door.
Yeah, on the wall, charring the wall. All right, I think we need to shift places, but I don't want to leave the main entrance unguarded, even if it takes somebody a moment to get out. Like, that's the worst possible scenario that could happen is someone getting out, because once that happens, they alert the rest of the keep.
Mm, good point.
Right, or the rest of the grounds. So we need to guard this door.
Well, there could be other doors that take you outside the complex.
Yeah, so what I think you should do, Tokus, is you should check the two rooms that you've got a door on either side of the hallway that you're in. I think you should check both of those, or at least check maybe the one that we can tell is smaller to your right, because we've been down the side hallway. And then I'm going to go into this room to my left that the one guy came out of.
Two guys came out of.
And see what's in here. Yeah, the two guys came out of, yeah.
Could you move, take a shot, and then check the room? Because there's that guy on the other side of Brian.
That's true.
Do you have line of sight, Thane, to that guy? I'm all for scouting, but if we can take some attacks, too.
You can see either of the two guys that are in the waiting room.
Oh, you could take a shot on the mage.
Oh, that I have a shot on the mage way down past the two doorways.
With cover.
Or he could take a clean shot on the...
Yeah, I think if I shoot the soldier guy that's next to Captain Clapton, then I get a clean shot on him.
Well, you've got a magical bow. I mean, don't worry about his armor. Just kill him. You did lose your hunter's mark, but that's okay.
But I have Colossus Slayer, so has that guy been hit yet? Oh, yeah, he is injured. Okay. All right, I don't know that I want to use another spell slot at the moment to, like, cast a Hunter's Mark or Zephyr Strike again.
Nah, I say just shoot him. Just kill him anyway.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm going to take my shots at this guy. One good roll, one bad one. One's a 12 and the other's a 20.
20 hits.
That's going to be 13. Oh, wait, sorry, I didn't add my plus 4, so it's 17.
It's a strong hit. He's looking severely wounded now.
All right, and then I will take one more step over to the door, peek into this room.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's just servants' sleeping area. You see several beds, a couple bunk beds, and it's very simply appointed. There's no one else inside. No other doors.
Okay, no one else inside, no closets, no potential hiding spots for anybody to be camped out in.
Not unless they squeezed under a bed or inside one of the footlockers.
Okay, I'll quickly drop to the floor and kind of look underneath the beds.
Okay, uses half your movement to stand back up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you scan under the beds, and as far as you can see, there's no one in there.
Okay, I will shut the door and stand back up and return.
You can't stand back up because you already used most of your movement to get there.
I will stand part of the way back up. Can I do that? Can I?
Not technically. Yeah, but you shut the door.
Okay, clear. I say, Tokus, that room's clear.
Shaba, what are you doing crawling on the floor?
I'm checking to make sure nobody's hiding under the beds. There's some beds in this room.
Ah, okay, yeah. Yeah, monsters under the bed, got it.
Yep.
All right, Tokus?
Well, I think that was a fair plan, right? We want to make sure nobody gets out. I will say, though, I saw that lightning bolt and I was like, I bet that came from a mage, and I'm good at fighting mages now, but...
Yes.
Yeah, let's make sure. I try the door to my right. It seems to be locked.
Yes, the door on your right is locked. Do you want to continue moving or try something else?
Can I try the door on the other side of me?
It'll take your action to do both doors.
Okay, but that might be worth. I will. Well, maybe not.
Maybe I would just, because your action is so can be so fruitful if used to attack... I've got this room, so if anybody comes out of that door that you didn't try, I've got them covered as far as the getting to the entrance goes.
I can't possibly. Tokus is pretty slow. I can't possibly, unless I like burn Misty Step, I can't possibly get to the other people.
No, I'm talking about following Alendria into the dining room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might be able to get off a fire vial if there's somebody in the dining room that like didn't move and was like still scarfing down their meal. I will continue.
In this building, I keep coming up with like clue references. Follow Alendria in the dining room with the candlestick.
I enter the dining room.
Okay, you go into the dining room. It looks like everyone's already left. Several of the cups and the dishes on the dining table have been knocked over as if someone hastily ran across it or something. Like kicked it. There's the open door on your right, which leads to the hallway that the other enemies have been coming from. And then there's a closed door on your left.
So do I inspect D or do I go to help E?
So one can assume that Alendria went through the open door.
Sorry, Alendria is heading towards the open door on the right. She didn't make it all the way there.
Oh, okay. So she's in the room.
Okay, Alendria, why don't you swing around and help our friends? I'll make sure nobody left. And I will, with the, whatever movement I have left, head toward the open door.
Okay, you don't have any movement left. Well, you'd have to use your action to dash. So yes, you can do that.
I'm going to dash to get to the door.
So you reach the other door, and it's Aslo's turn.
But we want to do a clean sweep. That seems important.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are a SWAT team in this scenario.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that these rooms are clear.
Last thing you want to do when you're sweeping is leave it dirty, right? So Right. Let's do a clean sweep.
We can't just be sweeping things under the rug.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. We left a really big mess of blood in the foyer.
That's true. We'll clean that up later.
I feel like this isn't a very clean sweep.
Azo's going to run over to the cultist that Captain Clapton is fighting and run over to the other side of him so that they are flanking. And with both swords drawn, he's going to start taking swipes at him. So first attack with advantage.
Flanculation.
That is a 21 to hit, or 6 piercing.
That's a scratch, but he's slowly being whittled lower and lower.
And let's see.
It's only a scratch.
I think I'd like to use my blade flourish with that, which I haven't done in a while because I don't really attack with my swords anymore. So I have to spend a use of Bardic Inspiration.
Ooh, wait, Jay. You had Bardic that one turn where you got walloped by the AoE spell.
Yes, I did. And I looked at that D8 die that I have in front of me to remind me that I have the Bardic. And I didn't use it.
And then I looked away from it.
And then I looked away.
Would it even have done anything?
My second roll was so low. It was like a 3 on the die, so.
Okay, so maybe on the first roll.
Probably.
Yeah. But thank you for the reminder. I do have it sitting like on my front, like right underneath my monitor, so I can remember.
All right, so that's an extra 3 damage from Aslo.
All right.
And I think I'm going to use the defensive flourish to add that to my armor class until the start of my next turn.
Gnarly, dude.
Okay, so you got an 18 AC.
And then I will attack him again. Also with advantage. That is a 17 to hit.
Hits, just barely.
For 9 piercing. Yeah.
And you bring him down with a second stab to the back.
Yes.
Nice.
Wait.
Boo.
Now I do have some movement left. Should I run over to the mage so that I'm threatening him so that he can't run away? Or should I run away from the mage?
That's a tough call.
So that he doesn't cast Lightning Bolt on me again.
It's a tough call, because if you run toward the mage, you're more likely to be damaged by the mage.
But It's narrow, though. You might block Captain Clapton from attacking the mage.
That's good point.
Which I almost did with Alendria.
You should run into the corner where the mage can't see you and prepare a ranged spell or attack. That's what I would do.
He could also hide in the foyer.
Yeah, I think I might go hide in the foyer. Because, you know...
hide even further away.
Why lead by example when you can lead by encouragement, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I just come back into the foyer and just around the corner, just to be safe.
You can't make it around the corner.
Thanks to Blade Flourish, whenever you take the attack action, you get plus 10 to your speed until the end of your turn.
Well, how about that?
So
okay, then. So you can make it around the corner?
Actually, nice. I can, Thane. Yep, and that'll end my turn.
for those of you who are listening, which is all of you, Brian just pushed up his imaginary glasses when he said that.
I'm pretty sure they heard me push up my imaginary glasses on that one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Audio description unnecessary.
Captain Clapton moves over and attacks the mage. Does manage to hit once. And then Alindria dashes down the hallway, out of sight of Tokus. And you hear her swinging at the mage.
It's a beautiful sound.
But no one's there to see what's happening.
If an Alindria hits a mage and there's no one there to see it happening, does it really happen?
The mage still dies, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but how do you know if you weren't there to see it?
Because when Alindria fells a tree in the forest with a single swipe of her blade, the tree's soul leaves this plane of existence forever. I think that's a proven fact. Nobody else needs to be around to witness it.
If the event still occurs.
Because all the other trees tremble in fear.
So Alindria is basically Chuck Norris.
Basically.
Alindria has found the Towers of Arcanomica. Let's put it that way.
Right. And she's not telling anybody.
Yeah, we should ask her about them later.
Yeah.
But she'll deny it. No, Alindria didn't find the Towers of Arcanomica. The Towers of Arcanomica found Alindria.
The Discord's going to be full of Chuck Norris jokes after this episode comes out. We just have to prepare ourselves for that. It'll be glorious. By the way, if you haven't come to hang out with us digitally on Discord, all four of us are on there, and we actually read the comments and respond to them. So check it out. How can they do that, Jay?
Well, we do all hang out on there quite often. It's a thriving community now. I think we've got hundreds of members. You just go to our website, thedamageguild.com, and look out on the nav menu. We've got a socials thing, and there's a link to our Discord directly from there, an invite link that you can use. Yeah, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, and we'll say hi to you and stuff.
When Alindria looks in a mirror, the mirror shatters, because not even a mirror is dumb enough to get in between Alindria and Alindria. So true.
Did you just Google Chuck Norris jokes just now?
What? No.
You just have that one memorized?
No, I just came up with it on the spot, Sean. Obviously.
That's really... No, if you're being genuine, that's... I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, I'm totally being genuine.
All right, it's Shaba's turn. So you heard fire swishing around. That was probably Alindria's sword. And then you heard various magical energy sounds, like...
Zing.
That sort of thing.
And pa-choo-choo-choo. That's one, right? And wiggy-giggy-goo. That's a magical sound, right? Something like that.
And
yeah. And sh-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
So Shava's turn.
I'm going to stand up, and then I will use the other half of my movement to proceed to the second door on this wall.
To crouch down again.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay back down and take a nap. I'll go to the second door in the wall and see if it's unlocked.
The door is unlocked. This room looks fairly similar to the other waiting room, but smaller in size. It's just got some empty chairs, a couple of nice decorations hanging on the walls and things, and one door in the far corner.
So this is kind of like that living room that no one ever uses.
Kinda.
You know, some houses have that. They've got a room that's just like a living room, but it just has some couches, so it's not empty, and no one ever goes in there except to walk through it to another room. I've been in houses like that.
Or do you just like look into it and go like, huh, that's a nice room.
Nice couches. I love the floral pattern.
It's all the use they get.
Yep. Oh, there's a piano there. I don't think anyone's ever played that one.
I have a friend who, like, you know, they didn't live in a big house or anything like that, but his parents had a chair that no one was allowed to sit in. It's not like it was his dad's favorite chair that only he sat in. It was just like, no one sits in this chair. Yeah.
Nobody can sit in it? Wow.
Yeah.
Was it like a family heirloom or something they wanted to keep nice?
I think it was like an antique of some kind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was like in their living room, but like, do not sit in that chair.
The moment you touch it, it just crumbles to dust.
Are you doing anything else, Shaba?
I'm going to fire an arrow into the wall as a warning shot in case anyone's in this room that I can't see.
You strike an invisible creature. Good job.
Youch! Oh, hey.
What if there was an invisible civilian that was like hiding out with the invisibility spell?
I'll fire it into one of the couch cushions just for like the sake of vandalism, because I dislike the cult and I don't want them to have nice things.
Okay.
Wish I could say that was the first time you've done something for the sake of vandalism, Jabba, but unfortunately, it's not.
Well, isn't he like an arsonist? I feel like we learned that about you, that you like used to set the tribe on fire. I remember listening to that in an older episode.
Yeah, we did some destructive things, we'll say, back in the old tribe.
Didn't we all, though, when we were kids?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When you were a teenage Goliath, you...
Yeah, we used to throw our friends down the mountainside as a prank. Ah, climb that, sucker!
Okay, so that ends Shava's turn. Tukas?
I try to turn the doorknob.
You open the door. This is a small, short hallway. Looks like it goes to the eastern wall of the keep, and then turns south. There's also a door on the north wall.
But, I mean, somebody definitely could have gone this way from the dining room to try to alert others.
Possibly.
Is this worth it, guys? It's just going to take me really far away from the action. Is that mage the last encounter?
Hashtag always split the party.
That's why we're sweeping the joint.
Okay. I'll take a few steps forward and try to jiggle this other knob. That would take my turn, though, to interact with another object, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this connects to... Well, Tokus wouldn't know that Shaba's maybe coming south at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to look down the hallway before I... I'll come back to that door. I'm going to go to the corner.
Okay. Well, glancing down the hallway, you can see there's just another door a few feet ahead.
Another door.
You are dressed in your cultist robe, so I can't promise I won't accidentally shoot you. And it wouldn't be the first time.
Man, I just feel like they didn't leave the door open. I feel like if I was running away in panic trying to alert somebody, I don't even know if I would take the time to turn around and remember to close the door, personally.
Yeah.
I don't think somebody went down this way. And Tokus is going to turn back to his friends. I'm going to try to make it to the other side of the dining room.
Yes, you can make it just to the other side of the dining room. You have to kind of weave between the chairs and tables.
I'm just going to step on the table. Who cares? Like, this meal is done.
Okay, you can run across the table, too.
I run across the table.
Let's pick up a nice chunk of steak while you're running across and munch on it.
Yeah, if I see something that looks particularly plain, like dinner biscuits or something, I'll grab it.
Oh, no, this is a fancy meal.
Oh, man.
Everything's flavored.
At least it was until it had boot on it.
Are there drinks?
You see a couple of goblets of wine.
Okay, I'll grab one of the goblets and take a swig.
You gain 2 hit points. Of courage.
And 1 tired point.
Technically not allowed with your item interaction, but whatever. Sure, you grab a goblet.
It's just for flavor.
Yeah, very flavorful.
Aslo.
All right, I will now... peek back around the corner. Do I still see, am I able to see the caster back there?
Yeah, you can still just see them around the corner.
Okay. I can see Captain Clapton fighting him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does he look injured at all?
Yeah. Both Captain Clapton and the wizard look pretty injured.
I do have Psychic Lance, but I don't want to waste my 4th level slots. I think I'm just going to...
Do you have another blast?
Yeah, I can Eldritch Blast him. I've got all the Eldritch Blasts you could ever want, Shaba.
Nice. Sometimes it's nice to just have like a standard go-to spell attack.
That is a 13.
13 does not hit.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Shucks.
Then I will duck back behind the corner again.
Okay.
Say, you got this, Captain. You can do it.
You can do it, Captain.
You and yourself, make it happen.
I mean, if he's flanking with Elendria, I feel like that mage isn't long for this world.
That's true.
He'll have to go to another world.
Captain attacks, and then Elendria attacks. You hear another scream of pain and a thump.
Haha.
No one can see it happen, but someone has fallen.
Uh-oh.
That's all Elendria needs.
And I am going to drop out of initiative.
Okay. Shaba is, since I can see Aslo, I'll look across to him before I go through this door and say, you got the foyer covered?
Yes, I've got the foyer covered. Don't worry about it, Shaba.
All right, I'm going to sweep this room and go into the next. There's another door at the end. I'm going to go into the other one and check it out.
So I enter where Clapton and Elendria are, and I notice that there's an open door at the end of the hallway.
Yes, that door was previously closed and locked. That's the one that you heard the rustling behind.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I don't know if I want to go in there, though, without other people with me.
So, Shaba, you open the door out of the waiting room, and you see another meeting area. It looks similar to the one on the western side, except larger, a little bit more well-appointed and decorated.
These guys have a lot of meetings, man. This is another room, another reason not to like them. Another room not to like them as well.
And there are another three doors coming out of here. It looks like one of them is a closet, and you're not sure about the other two.
I'm going to go to the door to my right and try that one.
You open the right door, and it's a very small room that's nothing but the door you're walking through, a door on your left, and a door straight in front of you, and then the wall on the right.
Okay, just a little passage. I'm just going to go and try the door straight ahead.
Okay, and it circles back around to the hallway with next to the foyer.
Okay. I walk back up into the foyer and say, Azel, here I am. I just did a little circle, but there's still more to explore. Can you... just stay where you are, unless you want to come.
You got it.
All right, just make sure nobody leaves.
You make sure he doesn't leave.
I'll go down, back down the hallway, the main hallway, try the door on my right.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Got it.
Door is still locked. That's the one that Tokus tried earlier.
Yeah. I just didn't know if Shaba knew that Tokus tried it earlier. I will go back through the little pass-through room and try the door to the on the right.
And that one's also locked.
Okay.
Man, I kind of want to get into some of these locked rooms. There might be goodies in there.
I know, right? I'm going to go back into the large, well-appointed meeting room and try the first door on the south side.
That's a small closet. It has papers and quills and inks and stuff. It doesn't look very interesting. Supplies.
I dump out all the ink onto the papers and proceed to the next door.
And the next door is the little hallway that comes out of the dining room and ends in a locked door.
Okay. So locked door at the bottom of the, or at the, on the south end of the hallway. Okay.
Shaba, is that you?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to check the dining room to see if Tokus and Nalendri are here. Tokus!
Hey, they got some nice wine in here if you want a swig.
I would love.
Okay. I come over and I toast Shaba.
Toast. Are there still enemies about? We're not in initiative, so I assume there aren't. But one can never be too sure.
Yeah, so we should probably go tell Aslo to... Well, let's finish these drinks first.
I drain my wine glass after toasting.
Yeah, to Kavaki and whatever. So listen, let's maybe go get Aslo, because there's an open door, and it was locked before, Shaba, at the end of the hallway where Alendri is now.
There's a door down here as well on... To our left, and it's locked as well. So it seems like both of these doors might go to the...
Even with an extended party, we still don't have someone who can... Elendri, can you open locked doors?
I was never trained in the art of lockpicking.
Does Aslo still possess the knock spell? Maybe we should go up and ask him. I go back out of the dining room, up the hallway, and say, peek my head around. Hey, Aslo, it's me again. Do you possess the knock spell?
Hey, are we... we're out of initiative. I guess Captain Clapton took out the last wizard.
Oh, Elendria did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been out of initiative. We've been out... I don't know if you've noticed, Azel. We've been out of initiative for several seconds now.
Oh. I thought I felt myself being able to move freely whenever I want.
Yeah.
No, I do not have the Nox spell. I got rid of it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. See you guys later.
Good day.
What does it take to retrain? That would be a long rest, right? Oh, no. You're not a wizard. You can't do that.
No. I'm no wizard.
It's a level up to retrain.
I would need a level up.
Yeah, so we just need to go level up, then we can have the Nox spell.
All right, cool. I'll go do that. I'll be right back.
But isn't this door open?
Yes.
Yeah, so this door was open, and that freaks me out because this was closed earlier.
Okay, well, if it's open, then why do we need the Nox spell? I mean, why do we need to unlock something?
I think we should grab Aslo and run through and see what's going on.
Okay. Why don't we leave... Should we leave Captain Clapton in the foyer? Like, there's a lot of different pathways for somebody to potentially get out.
Well, should we take a moment to, like, heal up, or should we give chase?
Yeah, let's all reconvene back in the foyer. Let's tell our war stories and enjoy each other's company for a moment, now that we're no longer invisible.
Hey, guys.
How's everyone doing? How did the fight go?
Hey, did we get everyone?
Is everyone having a lovely day?
And the captain says, I've seen worse, but I admit I could use a bit of tending for my wounds.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
And Elindria as well is not looking very good.
Hey, Cap, do you still have that swig at your side?
I think he let us swig it.
Yeah, it's all used up.
Oh, man. I didn't get to taste it.
I have a potion of greater healing and a potion of healing left.
Elindria and the captain both have a few potions of healing, but it might not be enough for them.
Hmm. I do have some spell slots left.
Do you have a mass heal?
I do have mass healing word.
I thought that's just like a little bit to everyone.
Yeah, it's just D4 plus 6. So it's just enough to kind of keep everyone afloat. Or I could do cure wounds, which is just 1D8 plus 6 on one target.
I mean, the nice thing about mass heal word is that it could target all five of us, right?
Yes, that's true. It could.
So that is a lot of healing across the whole party. Could you use, like, session inspiration or something to make it juicy, or it doesn't work like that, does it?
No, you can increase it by doing a higher spell level.
Healing word spells are a lot more effective in combat, particularly if you've, like, mass healing word, if you've got three people down, then you can bring them all back up, yeah.
Tokus is probably fine without any additional healing. I do still have my second wind. Why don't you guys just chug some healing potions and we move on?
Yeah, I think that's best.
I have a few hit dice left, but I don't know that we want to take a whole short rest before we finish exploring the keep.
What about your healing spell, Jay? That would be 3d6 distributed?
Healing spirits 3d6, and I'd have to use my last second level slot for it.
Oh, no. That does not seem worth to me. I think we just chug our healing potions, right? Those are awkward in combat.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed.
I'll even give you guys some of my healing potions if you're worried about running out.
Oh, wait, dude, I have two greater healing potions, not one.
Mm.
Yeah, we bought the whole stock of that potion store we stopped at that town on our way up. Down?
I have a greater and a Regsky's healing potion. How much does the greater do again?
44 plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think I'm going to quaff a greater healing.
I will do the same.
You know, I just realized, Thane, I could have done something really sweet to some of these potions while we were sailing or while we were flying. Because I'm an alchemist, I could have, like, enhanced a bunch of these healing potions. It's too late.
I think it's a temporary thing.
Oh, is it? Okay. No, never mind.
Well, that greater healing potion got me 11 hit points.
Yikes. I got 13 from mine, so only marginally better.
The captain drinks 3 potions, and Elindria drinks 3 potions. Both of them are still fairly wounded, but a lot better off than they were. Elindria says, I have one potion remaining, but it's a particularly powerful one that I would like to reserve for an emergency.
Oh.
Okay.
So I have 2 regs posh and 2 greater posh. I'm happy to hand them out. I don't think Tokus is going to need them this badly. I have other ways to heal him.
Yeah, I could use another greater, probably.
I will give you a greater.
I think Aslo and the captain are the worst off at the moment.
I hand a greater healing potion to the captain and one to Aslo.
Sweet. I will quaff that as well. There we go. Ooh, there we go. That's 2 4s.
Captain's doing significantly better. Still has a few scratches, but it's okay.
Nice. Nice, nice.
Shaba.
Yes.
Why don't you and I drink these lesser healing potions? I really don't want to have our party go down and I'm sitting on potions I didn't use up.
Fair enough.
I will give you one and I'll drink the other.
Thank you.
That last potion was 15 this time, so nice. A good bit better.
That's a good
Very
one.
Very nice.
All right.
So it's 2d4 plus...
Plus 2, unfortunately.
Plus 2? Okay, so I healed for 5.
So I healed for 6. Well, thank you, Tokus.
Yeah, of course.
Every little bit helps.
It does, doesn't it?
Everyone ready to get going, then?
I think so. I still have one greater and one regular potion. I'm wondering if I should just blow through those now, too, just to get us up. Here, Azo, why don't you take the greater, 44 plus 4, because you're still pretty bad off.
Ooh, thank you.
Maybe we should give Elendria that lesser you still have, Shaba. She still looks pretty injured.
So, Azo, you get the greater, and then Elendria gets another regular.
Max on that one.
Nice.
Of note, Azo, don't be afraid to use your spell slots, actually. I just remembered, we still have that really super awesome potion, and you're, like, probably the best candidate for it because you have the most spell slots of the party.
Oh, yeah. bottled sleep.
Oh, right.
I've been saving that one.
That's a equivalent of a long rest?
Heck yeah, dude.
Oh, awesome.
It's a long rest in a potion.
That is great.
So maybe you should try to more aggressively deplete your resources and then chug that.
This is the mission arc to use it on.
Yeah, true that.
If things look dire. Yeah, so you don't need to ration your psychic lance or anything, I would say. Like, remember that you basically have two more.
Hmm. True.
Yeah, that's huge. That's absolutely huge.
Yeah, it is.
All right, guys, are we ready to proceed? I am currently at 61 of 76.
49 of 53.
All right, let's get going. We got to give chase, right? They're probably gone by now.
All right.
Let's do this.
Let's go down the main hallway into the dining room. First star to the right and straight until morning.
All right, so you head to the open door that you have not yet been through. Stepping inside, this room is decently large, a little bit larger than 20 foot square, and it features a large desk, several cabinets and drawers, and a few chairs. Some minor decorative items are arranged about the room. It has the look of being a private workspace, an office of some kind. There's also one door at the far end.
It was probably the rustling I heard earlier, was the like papers being shuffled around. Maybe someone was in here. All right, let's proceed to the door. No, there's a door up on like catty corner to the one we came in.
Right. Yeah, opening that door, this looks like another fairly uninteresting room. It has more storage. Some of the documents in here might be of interest to bring back and show people, but it doesn't hold anything of value to you right now.
Tokus, you want to shove those documents in your backpack?
Yeah, I'll grab them. Might as well. Semi-interesting documents is what I'll put on my...
Yeah, I mean, we might as well just grab all the papers we can and stuff them in the interdimensional satch, right?
True, true.
So we do that.
So how are we going to break through these doors, guys?
So we go back through the dining room and down the other hallway, and the door at the end of that hallway is locked.
Locked.
And that is no bueno.
Didn't we get a lockpicking set?
Maybe, but can anybody really use them?
I have a Molotov's cocktail.
There you go.
Well, we went for that spell in your kit, Aslo, because it was a party deficiency.
Yeah, I remember that. And then we just, like, never used it.
Never used it.
And then I got rid of it. And now we need it again.
Are there other ways to break through doors?
The captain speaks up and says, did any of you all bother to loot the bodies?
No, we did not. Maybe there are keys. Good thinking, Captain.
Good job, Captain.
We can always rely on you. We loot the bodies. We go back out in the foyer and the waiting room and so forth. And
guys, I've got a great idea. Let's loot the bodies.
Loot the bodies on the floor. Loot the bodies on the floor.
That's an original idea that nobody thought of before you.
Thank you.
We loot the bodies.
Two of them, the ones that you fought in the waiting room, the ones that Captain Clapton fought, both have key rings.
All right. Ooh.
The more elite warrior has two keys, and the wizard has five.
Wow. Okay. One of these has got to work, right?
Do we want to try some of the other locked rooms before we go through the room that probably leads to more stuff? Like, there's several locked...
Tokus, I'm going to go with a 100% heck yeah dog on that.
Okay. All right, so what if we try the locked door that's down the hallway past the foyer?
That's a good idea. Let's try that one first.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you start flipping through all the different keys. You find one of the mage's copper keys opens the door. Opening it up, there's a small passage which leads to a staircase leading up.
Leading up?
Oh man. We don't want to take that yet, right?
No. We want to get back out of here and lock that door again.
Heck no, techno.
Okay.
We get out and we lock the door once more.
Okay.
Then the next, I found another locked door here in this little pass-through hallway.
Oh, yeah, between the meeting room and the foyer hallway.
Yeah, between the main hallway and the meeting room, yeah. Give that a shot.
Right. There's pair of brass keys. Each of them had one. And they open that door. Opening that one, it leads to a staircase leading down.
We want to lock that too, don't we?
Yes.
Definitely lock that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, because if the throne isn't in this next room at the end of the hallway, then it's possibly upstairs or downstairs.
Hey, didn't that one meeting room also have a door in it that looked like it would probably just big enough to be a closet?
Yes, I believe so. Let's head over to that meeting room.
Yeah, let's try that one.
Yeah, maybe a closet with something useful.
Yeah, the mage has a key, or had a key, that opens that, but it is just another closet area.
Okay.
Does it have more documents we want to swipe?
Yeah, potentially.
I will grab the file cabinet and try to shove it into the interdimensional space, like tearing the bag that's mine. No, I'm kidding. I just grab a fistful and just shove it in the bag and send it.
Sweet.
All right.
Wonder what Nibrin thinks of all this scrap paper we're sending to him.
Yeah.
We look at the shield to see how he's doing, and he's just like trying to make sense of all the document.
Yeah, you need to put a cover sheet on it, like when you send a fax.
Yeah.
So that he knows what he's receiving.
We're not trying to send you a cryptic message. These are all cult documents. Just put it in the brig. We'll review it later. Sorry, Nibrin. We should have told you.
And then I add to the bottom, and we love you more than life itself.
Yeah, how's everybody doing on the ship? Question mark.
How is your random encouragement of the crew going? We expect a full report on our return. Things are going swimmingly down here. Hi, how are you? How's your day?
It's like we told him that we'll pay him to be our friend, but like we actually like check in and like on his progress and make sure that like he's turning in his TPS reports.
Right.
He's like, I thought you just wanted me to be a friend. It's like, we have to check that productivity, Nibrin. Like, nobody gets a free lunch.
That's right. How many notes of encouragement have you written today?
Are you productive enough to be our friend? That's the question.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you could be a better friend, Nibrin. You need to try harder.
Yeah, your level of effort shows how much of a friend you are to us, is really the long and the short of it.
Yeah, I think we try this locked door that doesn't take us upstairs or downstairs past the dining room.
Yeah, we go to the end of the hallway past the dining room.
You try the final locked door and none of your keys work.
Oh, no. Guys, that has to be where the throne is. It's got to be in that room, right?
Yeah.